before I go any further.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah, before I go any further, I have to once again say that my opening.
Oh my God!
No, not that opening. The opening to this show, the concept and idea was a direct steal, stolen blatantly and with malice aforethought from Big Fatty of BigFattyOnline.com, because those are the kinds of openings he does. He utilizes pieces of other podcasts and other podcasters in his opening. Ew.
Ew.
Yeah, that's a big fat ew.
I'll say. It's got a lot. I bet Big Fatty's opening has a lot of creases.
Yeah. I bet Big Fatty's opening does have a lot of creases.
And bumps and bulges.
I don't think we need to go any further.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. Ragging on the fat one. There's always some joy in it. Since he refers to me as the shut-in now, I'm the shut-in. I've got to come up with a name for he, for him, for his.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm the shut-in.
Well, hello, everybody. This is the Brit One. Today, I have no fucking idea what I'm going to be talking about. So let's get this shit salmon started.
This is episode 200 of the BFO for Tuesday the 11th of November. That's Veterans Day, y'all.
Well, y'all, the Brit One has had a lot of food this week. I went to the Apple Snack Store and had a little ginger ale.
Oh, Lord, y'all, that was British John doing his, English John, doing his impression of the Fat One doing his show. And, y'all, it just made me giggle. If you haven't listened to English John's latest show, go over to the BFO and just click on In My Country with British John. Oh, Lord, y'all, I've got the microphone pointed across the room. Is this on? Hello? Hello? y'all, it is just a hoot. Did I mention it's a hoot? Well, it's a hoot. And, y'all, Big Fatty actually does have some stuff to talk about today, if I could just find my fucking notes. Oh, here they are. y'all, this week on the early show, I don't know if you watched the early show or not, but it is Memory Lane week this week, y'all. And today they're doing 5 decades in 5 days, and today was the 1950s, and they did a segment in this, the second hour of the show, from 8 to 9, so you might want to set your VRCs for that. But anyway, today was the 1950s, and you know, Big Fat Eddie was born in the 1950s, although I would not consider myself a child of the 50s. Since I was born in 56, that didn't, you know, I was an infant of the 50s. So I guess that made me a child of the 60s. And, they had things like TV shows and TV commercials. And, y'all, they had some of the TV stars from some of the shows on there. So I want you to put on your thinking caps, and I'm going to play you 4 little clips of Memory Lane music, and see if you can identify or guess who the stars were and what shows they were from. So here are your Memory Lane clips for today.
Thank you.
Well, y'all, I hope you recognized all of those little clips of music. The first one was from Leave It to Beaver, and on the show today was Tony Dow, who played Wally Cleaver on there. The second clip was from Lassie, and on the show was John Provost, who played Timmy on that show. The third clip was from the Donna Reed Show, and Paul Peterson, who played Jeff Stone, was on from that show. And finally, our last little clip there was from I Love Lucy, and the person who represented I Love Lucy today was Keith Thibodeau, who played little Ricky Ricardo. And y'all, it was really, really, really good to see that. And you can go on and watch the, if you go over to cbsnews.com and click up at the top at the early show, you can you can watch the five child stars of the 50s. And it was just wonderful. And y'all, they're old. Oh my God. They look older than Big Fatty, which is a little hard to, excuse me. I'm doing my impression of English John doing his impression of me. But y'all, it's a great concept, and they're doing a different decade every day this week. Today, Tuesday, will be the 60s. Wednesday will be the 70s. Thursday will be the 80s. You know, Archer watched the 80s because, you know, he loves those 80s. And then Friday will be the 90s. So there's even a little something for you short-term memory lane lovers. And you might want to just put that in your TiVo, in your VRC. And it really is worth watching it. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has gotten several more comments. By the way, when I said Leave It to Beaver, I was not referring to Kim Beaver, although Kim Beaver is at it again. Just go on over there to the Beaver Lodge. And y'all, I'm expecting another voice recording from Kim Beaver just any day now, because she is just all hot and bothered by the fact one of these days that it'll probably be some sort of love connection of audio clip that she sends to me. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Now, y'all, speaking of people that love Big Fatty, you know, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the Australia, he sent me the bag that he took, and Big Fatty took the bag. I've got the bag right here. It was the bag for the AFL, that's the Australian Football League, for the Kangaroos. And I took it with me to the Whole Foods, that's Whole with a W. And the girl in line, I handed her the bag. And she goes, "Oh, I love this bag." And I said, "Oh, well, that's from my straight boyfriend Bob down in the Australias." Well, I didn't say all of that, but she goes, "Oh, I just think it's wonderful. Oh, and look, it's got all these names of the different Australian cities." And she just went on and on about this grocery bag. So anyway, Straight Bob, when you come to Charleston, whenever that might be, I'll take you over to the Whole Foods. That's Whole with a W. And we'll let you get licked on by this girl, you know, because she was all about it with Big Fatty. Now, y'all, Big Fatty had a dream last night. And Big Fatty dreamed, well, we're getting new auto tags here in South Carolina this year. And Big Fatty has sent his renewal in. And y'all, I dreamt that my tag, we have three letters and then we have three numbers in our tags. And I dreamt that the three letters in my tag were F-A-T. And then I dreamt later on that it wasn't F-A-T, it was B-F-O. Oh, I am so fucked up. Now, y'all, I have some big news to announce, but I'm going to announce it either later this week or the first part of next week. I don't want to get too old. too much big news out there for you this week. And in fact, let me just go ahead and do this.
It's time for Big Fanny's Cruise Update.
Y'all, have I mentioned that I'm going on a cruise in March of 2009? Yes, it's going to be Miss Kitty and Granny and Miss Porter, and we're all going out of Fort Lauderdale on the world's largest cruise ship, and it's the newest. Not, it's not the world's largest cruise ship. I take that back. But anyway, it is the newest cruise ship on the seven seas, and Big Fatty is going to be getting on the ship down there in the Fort Lauderdales, and it's called, the ship that Big Fatty will be on is the Celebrity Solstice, Solstice. And if you would like to see what it's going to look like, you can go over to CelebritySolstice.com and do a little tour of the ship. And Big Fatty is going to be in the Aqua Spa class of cabins. You know, it's not a suite, but it's the Aqua Spa class. Y'all, I swear to God, I'm not going to do that every day. And it is only 117 days until we leave. Yeah. I promise I'm not going to give you 117 updates. But y'all, I Auntie Vera has been doing that about her cruise on the Golden Shower Princess or whatever it is. And, you know, she's going to the how are ya? I'm fine. How are you? Oh, Lord. Y'all, I am getting... Y'all, Big Fatty made a pizza for supper tonight. Oh, because I'm, you know, I'm recording this Monday night. But I made a pizza. But I made the cheeseburger pizza. And what you do, I bought the Pillsbury pizza dough, and I rolled it out on the pan. And then I put the French's mustard on it instead of a tomato-based sauce, and then I browned some ground beef, and I sauteed in butter some sliced portobello mushrooms, and I put that on top of the mustard, and then I covered it all with some kind of organic white cheese that I bought at the Whole Foods, and then baked it, and then when it came out, put pickle chips on the top, dill pickle chips on the top. Delicious, but it's made me a little gassy. Imagine that. Now, y'all, today is I am a Veterans Day, and Big Fatty has got a special little thing to commemorate Veterans Day, so I'd like to do that right now. Now, y'all, my mother sent me something that is appropriate for Veterans Day, and it's kind of funny, and you know, Big Fatty always likes the funny things, but it says that drafting guys over 60 is what it's entitled, and it's the new direction for any war, send service vets over 60. And it was sent to her by one of her old friends. It says, I am over 60 and in the armed forces, and the armed forces thinks I'm too old to track down terrorists. You can be older than 42. You can't be older than 42 to join the military. They've got the whole thing ass backwards. Instead of sending 18-year-olds off to fight, they ought to send us old guys. You shouldn't be able to join a military unit until you're at least 35. For starters, research says 18-year-olds think about sex every 10 seconds. Old guys only think about sex a couple of times a day, leaving us more than 28,000 additional seconds per day to concentrate on the enemy. Young guys haven't lived long enough to be cranky, and a cranky soldier is a dangerous soldier. My back hurts. I can't sleep. I'm tired and hungry. We are impatient, and maybe letting us kill some ass that desperately deserves it will make us feel better and shut us up for a while. An 18-year-old doesn't even like to get up before 10 a.m. Us old guys, hell, we're always getting up early to pee, so what the hell? Besides, like I said, I'm tired and I can't sleep, and since I'm already up, I might as well be killing some fanatical son of a bitch. If captured, we couldn't spill the beans because we'd forget where we put them. In fact, name, rank, and serial number would be a real brain teaser for us. Boot camp would be easier for us old guys. We're used to getting screamed and yelled at, and we're used to soft food. We've also developed an appreciation for guns. We've been using them for years as an excuse to get out of the house away from screaming and yelling. They could lighten up on the obstacle course, however. I've been in combat and didn't see a single 20-foot wall with a rope hanging over the side of it, nor did I ever do push-ups after completing basic training. I can hear the drill sergeant, "In the new army now, get down and give me a one." Actually, the running part is kind of a waste of energy, too. I've never seen anyone outrun a bullet. An 18-year-old has the whole world ahead of him. He's still learning to shave, to start up a conversation with a pretty girl or a pretty guy, and he hasn't figured... I added that part. And he hasn't figured out that a baseball cap has a brim to shade his eyes, not the back of his head. These are all great reasons to keep our kids at home to learn a little more about life before sending them off to harm's way. Let us old guys track down those dirty, rotten, coward terrorists. The last thing an enemy would want to see right now is a couple of million pissed-off old farts with attitudes and automatic weapons who already know that their best years are already behind them. If nothing else, put us on Border Patrol. We will have it secured the first night. So, y'all, I thought that was kind of cute. And so anyway, maybe that'll put a smile on your face on the Veterans Day. And I want to say thank you for those of you who have been veterans, because it's because of you that Big Fatty can be, Big Fatty can get on here and say, "Oh, dear Gussie," and do a podcast and have the freedom of speech to do that. Do that. And y'all, I have... Have I finished off my list here? Except for that one surprise. I've got that one surprise coming up later in the week. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, so don't think you're going to sweet talk it out of me there, Cam Beaver. So, anyway. Y'all, tomorrow is hump day. And I was noticing when I was coming home, because, you know, the daylight savings time is over, but the moon is starting to get full, and I'm looking here at the calendar, and y'all, the full moon is Thursday, so y'all just get ready for some craziness on Thursday. That's for everybody except those of you who continually say,
"I'm the shut-in."
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.